Well, happy Mother's Day.
母亲节大家快乐。
Mothers are amazing people.
做母亲的是一群奇异的子民。
They are known to do incredible things for the ones that they love.
他们为了他们所爱的人常常做那些让人难以相信的事。
Here's a true news story from Northern Quebec in February 2006.
这是今年二月份在北边 Quebec 这个城里发生的一个真实故事。
A 41-year-old mom named Lydia jumped into action.
一个41岁的做母亲的，她的名字叫做 Lydia， 她跳入这么一个情况。
When she saw a polar bear approaching her 7-year-old son playing hockey.
她那个七岁的孩子在街上打曲棍球，她看到有一个北极熊接近她的儿子。
With all panic, she thought, "My boy, my boy, my boy, he's going to die."
她心里发急，她心里都想，我的孩子，我的孩子，他会死掉生命。
So she jumped in between the kids and danger.
所以她就跳进去，站在她的儿子跟那个北极熊之间。
Screaming to the children, "Run, run!"
她对她的孩子拼命的大叫，赶快跑，赶快跑。
She started kicking and punching the 8-foot, 700-pound polar bear.
她自己面对那个八尺高、七百磅重的北极熊，又踢又捶。
The bear swatted her in the face.
那个北极熊在她的脸上重重地打了一下。
Knocked her down on the ground.
把她打到地上。
But Lydia wrestled the bear, who was now on top of her.
Lydia 躺在地上，北极熊在上面。她在底下不断地挣扎。
She kicked the bear in a bicycle pedaling motion.
好像踢踩脚踏车一样的，又踢又捶。
The bear swatted her once more.
那北极熊对她再再的重打了一下。
Fortunately, a neighbor heard what was going on.
但是很幸运的，他一个邻居听到了这些动静。
He rushed over with his rifle and shot him dead.
赶快地跑来，拿了一个来福枪，把这个北极熊打死。
Now Lydia, she suffered a couple of scratches.And a black eye.
Lydia, 她脸上受到一些抓伤，而且一个青眼。
And the children were completely unharmed.
她的儿子却是安然无事。
She lived in a small town, and the local police captain just marveled.
他们住在一个小城，那个城里的警察官感到非常的惊讶。
She had incredible courage.
她说这个母亲有这样大的勇气。
They couldn't believe that she took the bear on.
他们很难相信这个母亲居然跟这个北极熊争斗。
Especially since Lydia was a quiet, 5 foot nothing, 90 pound petite woman.
Lydia 是一个五尺高、90磅重、一个袖珍的女人。
This is a true story. What a super mom.
这是一个真实的故事。
Praise the Lord.
何等奇妙、何等了不起的母亲。
Praise the Lord for those blessed moments.
我们感谢神。为这些蒙福受惠的这些时刻感谢神。
When by God's grace you rise up to the occasion to be a super mom.
靠着神的恩典，让你们有机会能够随机应变，成为一个了不起的母亲。
But after long days of work,
然而过了一整天的工作
，meals
做菜
，dishes
洗碗
，vacuuming
吸尘
，laundry
洗衣
，grocery
买菜
，shopping
购物。
Housekeeping,
理家
babies,
带孩子
husbands,
丈夫
soccer practice,
足球练习
music lessons,
音乐家教
gardening,
花园
bills,
账单
caring for the fellowship,
照顾团契
driving here and driving there,
当车夫
you don't feel like a super mom,
你不再觉得自己有什么了不起
you just grow tired and weary,
你只是精疲力尽。
But remember, however, the Lord does not grow tired.
但是记得神不会疲倦。
But tiredness is not exclusive for mothers.
疲倦不单单是做母亲的经历。
It is true for just about all of us.
是我们每一个人都有的经历。
Regardless of our age, status, or gender.
不论男女老幼。
The Lord does not grow tired, but we do.
神他不会疲倦困倦他但是我们会
We grow physically exhausted, spiritually weary, and emotionally harassed.
我们身体上精疲力尽灵性上疲乏困倦情绪上受搅扰
Well, good news, the Lord has a word of encouragement for all of us today.
但是好消息是今天 主对我们每一个人都有一句勉励的话。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书第四十章。
Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God.
雅各，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈神并不查问？
Don't you know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？神，永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法测度。
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
疲乏的他赐给能力，软弱的他加力量。
Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Throughout Isaiah's lifetime, the Assyrians had already exiled Israel and most of Judah, sparing Jerusalem.
在以赛亚的那个时代，亚述人已经把以色列和大部分的犹大族都赶放逐出去，只留下耶路撒冷。
So this prophet had a lot of reason to wallow in his pity and complain over Israel's situation.
所以这个先知，很有道理，能够自怜自卑，然后为以色列人的处境来埋怨。
But instead of being nearsighted about their troubles,
但是他却不因为患难而短视。
Isaiah was farsighted and he saw the Lord.
以赛亚是高瞻远瞩，他看到了神。
Isaiah focused and proclaimed these things. God will restore hope.
以赛亚向神的子民宣告这样子的话语。
He will gather the exiles of Israel someday.
他说在未来的日子里，神要让人再有盼望，要召聚以色列被赶散的人。
Isaiah said the Messiah is coming.
以赛亚说弥赛亚要来了。
Emmanuel.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
Wonderful counselor.
奇妙的测试。
Mighty God.
全能的神。
The man of sorrows.
那个忧患受苦之人。
Isaiah saw a vision of the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted.
以赛亚看到一个异象，主坐在高高的宝座上。
Even the apostle John also said that Isaiah saw Jesus' glory.
使徒约翰也提到以赛亚看见了耶稣的荣耀。
Yet the people of Israel did not see the Lord as Isaiah did.
然而以色列人却不能够像以赛亚一样看到神。
They were nearsighted to their own life problems.
他们的眼光短浅。
They complained for deliverance sooner.
他们埋怨那个拯救不能找到。
And they wondered if even God really knew about their deep sorrow or even if he cared.
他们疑惑神是否能看见他们的苦难，甚至于神是否关切他们。
So Isaiah gives these two questions, rhetorical questions, for the second time in this chapter.
所以以赛亚第二次用这两个不需要回答的问题。
Do you not know? Have you not heard?
你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？
The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth.
他是那位永恒的神，他是那位创造地极的主。
God has no beginning.
他是无始。
He has no end.
无终的。
He created all things.
他创造了万物。
He never gets worn out.
他是永不困倦的。
He is all-knowing and all-powerful.
他是全知全能的。
He is unique.
他是独特的。
Incomparable.
他是无可比拟的。
And indescribable.
他是无可描述的。
Do you see the Lord?
您看到神吗？
He is great and loving.
他是伟大而有慈爱的。
He will not overlook you.
神不会忽略你。
He will not forget your sorrow.
他不会忘记你。
He is strong.
他是强壮的。
He is almighty.
他是全能的。
And he promises to give strength and power to those who are worn out.
他应许把坚强和能力赐给那些 疲乏困倦的人。
You know, it's a joy to watch your children grow.
看孩子们长大是个喜乐。
Each year they get taller.
每一年他们都长得更高。
And we get shorter.
我们变得更矮。
Each year their bones grow stronger.
每一年他们的骨头长得更强壮。
And our bones become frail.
我们的骨头变得更软弱。
Youth can jump higher and run faster.
年轻人可以跳得更高，跑得更快。
Their memory retention and problem-solving ability is sharp.
他们的记忆力，他们解决问题的能力非常的敏锐。
They are clever and they are smart.
他们聪明，他们伶俐。
They're smarter than us.
他们比我们更聪明。
Their arms and legs, they grow like solid tree limbs.
他们的手膀，他们的脚长得像根树一样。
They bump into walls and create holes.
他们撞到那个墙壁，会在墙上打个洞。
You know, a few walls downstairs can testify to that.
我们地下室就有好几扇墙可以做这个见证。
We're sorry about that.
很抱歉。
They tower over us.
他们长得出人头地。
And they're not even done growing.
他们还没停呢。
And they carry themselves with invincibility and optimism.
他们自以为是坚强不屈，非常的乐观。
We can do it.
我们是无所不能。
We can accomplish anything.
我们可以成就任何的事情。
But the scripture tells us here.
但经文告诉我们。
Even youths grow tired and weary.
即使少年人也要疲乏困倦。
And young men stumble and fall.
强壮的也必全然跌倒。
We never want to admit our weakness.
我们从来不愿意承认我们的软弱。
But even the strongest and youngest will grow weary.
然而最强壮的，最软弱的都会经历到这个困倦。
There are so many things that can cause weariness.
许许多的事情能够让我们觉得疲倦。
You know, hard work and studies can wear us down.
努力工作和用功学习能够叫人疲倦。
Did you know in Ecclesiastes 12, it says that much study wearies the body?
传道书十二章说到著书多没有穷尽。
Did you know that discouragement and overwhelming emotions can also wear us down?
你知道沮丧和那些难以承担的情绪能够叫人疲乏。
Psalm 6 describes it like this. I am worn out from groaning. All night long I flood my bed in weeping and drench my couch in tears. My eyes grow weak and with sorrow.
这是诗篇第六篇有这么一个描述。他是说就是说我因哀恨而困倦，我每夜流泪，把床榻飘起，把褥子湿痛。
Also, we know that the uncertainties in life without God can wear us down as well.
我们也知道，在生命里无神所带来的惶惑，能够叫人疲惫。
Deuteronomy 28 describes it like this: You will live in constant suspense, filled with dread both night and day, never sure.Of your life.
生命记第二十八章也有这样子的描述，你的性命必悬悬无定，你昼夜恐惧，自料生命难保。
There are countless factors that can contribute to our burnout.
有许许多的因素可以为我们带来精疲力尽。
But Isaiah reminds us of this one solution.
但是以赛亚给我们一个提醒，给我们一个答案。
Verse 31, but those who hope in the Lord.Will renew their strength.
四十章第三十一节，那些等候耶和华的必重新得力。
The Lord renews those who trust in Him.
神要那信赖他的人得着更新。
The Hebrew word kavah can be translated as hope or trust or wait upon the Lord.
希伯来文这个字 kavah 可以翻译成为期盼、信赖和等候神。
There is a sense of perseverance.
带着一个精益不拔的一个心态。
When we think of waiting, it doesn't really mean here that it is a passive action.
当我们说等候，倒不是一件消极被动的事。
Waiting involves an active pursuit of God and trusting in His goodness.
等候乃是积极的去寻求神，相信神的最大的美善。
They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，他们行走却不疲乏。
Eagles are majestic, powerful creatures.
老鹰是一这个威风强壮的动物。
They are the king of the birds.
他们是鸟中之王。
They are a symbol of strength.
他们是一个强壮的象征。
Their wings spanned about 8 feet long.
他们的翅膀打开来有八尺多长。
Their feathers are incredibly strong and light.
他们的羽毛是十分奇异的强壮而轻盈。
And eagles renew their feathers every year, so they retain their youthfulness throughout their lifetime.
老鹰每一年都要更换它的羽毛，它们可以在一生之中保持它们的年轻和活力。
Can you imagine if God allowed us to renew our hair every year?
你可以想象，如果人能，神能够允许我们每一年把我们的年岁来带来更新的话，是个什么样的
情况？ You would look so young.
你会看起来那么年轻。
The Lord also will renew our broken mind, body, and spirit.
但是神也要在我们破碎的心灵、身体和灵性上头带来更新。
Eagles are a symbol of freedom and flight.
老鹰是一个飞行中自由的一个象征。
Eagles effortlessly climb high above the earth by hitching a ride on the upward air current.
老鹰它借着那个上升的气流，在空气中它毫不费力地翱翔在那高空中。
So they don't really need to flap their wings.
它几乎不用扇动它的翅膀。
They can sense the oncoming storms and hurricanes.
它可以感觉得到，远处的那个风暴和飓风。
And during the storm, they can ride motionless high above the turbulent winds instead of struggling amidst it.
它可以很平易、很稳定地翱翔在那个搅动的气流的上面，而不是在这个搅动的气流中挣扎。
They spread out their wings as flat as a board.
它们把翅膀展开来，好像块板子。
And they can soar for many miles without exertion.
它们可以毫不费力地翱翔好多里。
Unlike a chicken that flaps and flaps and hardly gets anywhere.
不像鸡一样，尽管扇动翅膀也跑不到哪儿去。
Let alone off the ground.
要起飞就更甭提了。
Many of us flap a whole lot.
我们许多的人花不少时间扇动我们的翅膀。
And excessive flapping wears us out.
翅膀扇动的太多也会叫人疲乏。
The Lord intends us to be like eagles, not like chickens.
神原本是要我们像老鹰一样，而不是像小鸡一样。
Mount up.
让我们展翅上腾。
And quit flapping on your own strength.
让我们不要再靠我们自己的力量。
Eagles are also a symbol of keenness.
老鹰也是一个敏锐的象征。
The term eagle eye alludes to the visual alertness to opportunity.
这个名词鹰眼带着一个视觉敏锐的那个意思。
Their eyes can spot a rabbit 2 miles away.
他们的眼睛可以在两英里之外看到一个小兔子。
And that's at least 8 times better than human eye.
比我们人的视力要好过八倍。
Eagles therefore can hunt snakes.
这老鹰它可以去猎取蛇。
And fish that swim on the surface.
水中的鱼。
And all sorts of animals.
还各式各样的动物。
And believe it or not, they can even snatch a small deer or lambs.
你相信他们甚至于在地上可以抓那个小鹿跟小羊。
Eagles are symbols of caring for their young.
老鹰是一个照顾他们幼子的一个象征。
A full-grown eagle weighs about 10 pounds.
一个长成的一个老鹰大约有10磅重。
But their baby eaglets didn't start out that way. They started out helpless, weighing only 3 ounces when they hatched.
但是那个小老鹰出生的时候是微不可道，只有3盎司那么重。
And they wait in their nest for their mother eagle to hunt and feed them by placing little pieces of meat into their mouths.
他们在那个鸟巢里等候，老鹰妈妈出去猎取食物，回来把小块的那个肉。喂到这个小老鹰的嘴巴里去。
If the little eagle has no energy, the mother will force feed that. Sounds like mom.
如果小老鹰没有力气去吃的话，老鹰的母亲会强迫小老鹰吃。
Mother and father eagles diligently care to feed their baby eagles.
老鹰爸爸、老鹰妈妈很勤快的去照顾、喂养他们那个小老鹰。
That within about 12 weeks, they're almost adult size.
在12个礼拜之内，这个小老鹰已经几乎到那个成年老鹰的那个大小。
That's like an 800-pound baby at that rate.
好像是八百日方中的一个婴儿一样。
Then it's when it's time for the young eagle to leave the nest, the babies don't want to leave their cozy nest.
时候到了，小老鹰需要去出巢了，但是小老鹰总是不愿意出去。
Why leave?
为什么要出去呢？
The food service is too good.
这里的吃的这么好。
The bed is too soft.
这个睡的床也这么软。
But the parent eagles have to coax the little babies out.
但是这个老鹰的父母需要想尽办法把这个小老鹰带出去。
So the mother eagle stops feeding the baby.
所以这个老鹰的母亲就停止供应食物。
Days go by.
几天下来。
The baby eagle starts screaming.
小老鹰开始吼叫，因为肚子饿。
What a scene they make.
吵吵闹闹的一个景象。
Not only that, the mother eagle starts to remove the soft leaves and the fur that's on top of the nest.
不但如此，这个母鹰，这个母老鹰，它把这个巢里头最柔软的这些叶子把它拿掉。
Then exposing the sharp sticks and stones that are underneath.
把底下那个尖尖的树枝给露出来。
And baby eagles were not born knowing how to fly.
小老鹰不是一出生就知道怎么样子去飞翔。
So mother eagle will take you out for a ride on her back.
所以老鹰的妈妈就把它带出去兜兜风。
And she'll dump you.
然后在空气中把它丢下去。
And as you are falling, you frantically flap and flap as you continue downward in rapid descent.
所以小老鹰紧张的赶快开始扇动翅膀，还是继续不断的往下掉。
Then suddenly, out of nowhere, Father Eagle swoops down and catches you on his back.
突然之间，老鹰爸爸不知道从哪里出来的，在空中把小老鹰抓住，放在他的背后，带回巢里。
Deposits you back in your nest.
把它放回巢里。
People have observed eagles doing this.
有人看到过老鹰做这些事情。
It sounds pretty incredible.
看起来好像是很难以相信的。
This is how eagles care for their young.
这是老鹰如何来照顾他们的小老鹰。
They spread out their wings to help their young become gradually full, high-soaring eagles.
他们把他们的翅膀张开来，来帮助他们的小老鹰成为那个能在高空翱翔的老鹰。
When the Lord led Israel out of Egypt into the wilderness, He did not abandon them.
当神把以色列人从埃及地带出到这个旷野之地，他并没有把他们抛弃。
Amidst their enemies, He did not abandon them.
在以色列人的敌人的面前，神没有抛弃他们。
His wings supported them through their journey in the wilderness in Sinai.
在他们在西乃旷野之地的那个旅程里头，神的那个翼总是在旁边支持他们。
And in Deuteronomy 32, God describes His experience with Israel like an eagle who stirs up the nest and hovers over its young.
申命记三十二章，神用这么一个描述来描述他自己是如何的在以色列人旁边来保护他们、支持他们。
His wings supported them as they learned how to trust in a faithful and loving God.
又如鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅扇展，接取雏鹰，飞在两翼之上。
We were not meant to stay in the place of comfort all our lives.
我们原本不是要一生住在一个安适之地。
And know this, that the Lord is catching us when we're falling.
我们知道神他会在底下接住我们，如果他看到我们向下掉。
He gives us strength when we have none.
他给我们能力，如果我们是软弱的话。
May we see the Lord and completely place our trust in Him.
让我们能够可以看到神能够完完全全把我们的信赖放在他身上。
We were meant to mount up upon His strength and soar on eagle's wings.
我们原本是要借着神的能力，像老鹰一样展翅上腾。
The Lord is the wind beneath our wings.
神就是那个在我们底下的那个风。
And when we see the turbulent winds approaching, He will upwind you to rise up above it.
当我们看到那个搅动的气流接近的时候，将会神会把我们向上提升。
For in Him we live and move and have our being.
我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
We were meant to run the race with perseverance and not grow weary.
我们原本是要靠着毅力来跑竞赛，而不会觉得疲乏困境。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
让仰望我们信心创始成终的那位耶稣。
Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
因为他把那摆在前面的喜乐，他就轻看了那些羞辱，那些忍受的十字架的苦难。
We were meant to walk day by day and not faint.
我们原本是要每一天，来行走，而不会觉得困倦。
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以来到我这里来，我就是使你们得安息。
Let us pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we rejoice that you are our God.
我们心里满有喜乐，父神，因为是你是我们的神。
And that you upwind us.
你在我们的底下用那风让我们能够翱翔。
Lord, may we see you in your full glory and strength.
让我们能看到你完全的荣耀。和强壮。
Father, help us to trust in you.
帮助我们能够信靠你。
To wait upon you and hope in you.
让我们能够等候，让我们能够在你里头有盼望。
Father, take our sorrows and turn them into joy.
主，把我们一切的忧伤都变成喜乐。
Take our weakness and turn them into strength.
把我们一切的软弱都变成刚强。
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.